Good to welcome everybody. This morning in Parshas Bishalach, we learned about the giving of the mon. And one of the things the Torah says about the mon is we know that no mon is going to fall on Friday. No mon is going to fall on Shabbos. Two portions of mon are going to fall on Friday. And they're supposed to get the double portion of the mon. That's why we have Lechem Mishnah on Shabbos. And then it says in the first source, Shmos Parakazlain Pasuk Kofei. Right, you have to figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a different thing. But anyway, it says in Parakazlain Pasuk Kofei, Vayom Moshe Ichluhu Hayom. Moshe told the people on Shabbos, that Shabbos, eat this today. Why? Ki Shabbos Hayom Hashem. Today is Shabbos Hashem. Hayom Lo Simso Uba Sadeh. Today you're not going to find anyone out in the field. So Rashi comments again. Parakazayin pasuk. Vayom Moshe Ichluhu Hayom ki Shabbos Hayom. Shachris in the morning of that Shabbos. Shahayu Regilin. Oh, that's a long one. That's an old one. Okay, sorry about that. Yeah, I must have had an extra.
Huh? You said it before.
Ten right? Nine, yeah?
Yeah.
Maybe a long time ago.
I flashed on in Shoshu.
Okay. That's a long time ago. Okay, Kenzan. Anyway, so sorry about that. So Rashi says in the second source, in the morning when they were accustomed to going out to collect the mon, like every other morning, they asked Moshe, should we go out today or not? Eat what you have in your hands, left over from yesterday, from the double portion on Friday. Then later on, should we go out again? No, Shabbos Hayom. Then they got worried. Well, wait a minute. Maybe it's not going to fall tomorrow either. Sunday's not going to fall either. And that's the whole food. So Amalaham Hayom Lo Simto. No, today you won't find it on the field. Ma Tamadom Hayom. What do you mean Hayom? Hayom Lo Simto. Ava Mochar Timto. You will find it again tomorrow. The Mocha of this Rashi seems to be the Mechilta. In source number 3, the Mechilta there in Bishalach. There are different parts in the Mechilta B'Shalach. This is called B'Shalach Bayasa. That's how that section begins. Parsha Dalet, it says, Ha'om Moshe Echluhom, Kishabashem Hashem, Ha'om Moshe Masod, etc. Rizrika Omar, that part's not in Rashi. Mikan Shalosh Sudas B'Shabbos. This is the Mokra for 3 Sudas on Shabbos. With 3, and then he says the rest like Rashi says, or more correctly Rashi says what the Mechilta says. Rishahu Regilim Lotzeh B'Shabbos, they were accustomed to going out to collect on in the morning. Amalo Moshe ben Neitzei, they said, Moshe, should we go out b'shachris? Amalo Hem Noichlu Hayom. Amalo Hel Hol Velo Yatzon b'shachris Neitzei ben Arbaim. Should we go out in the afternoon? No. Amalo Hem Kishabbos Hem Hashem. Omat Tamalo Mahayol No Simtzo Basode. Omar, one second. Amru. Okay, they said we're not going to find. Won't find it tomorrow. Amalhem hayom hazeh. Okay, but the main part I wanted to bring out in this mechilta was the opening phrase, which Rashi Taka doesn't quote. Rabzrika Omer Mikan Shalosh Sudas B'Shabbos. So the truth is, the Gemara has this even more specifically. That's the fourth source. The Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis Tana Rabbanan Kama Sudas Chayav Adam Lechol B'Shabbos. The Gemara says how many meals you have to eat on Shabbos? Shalosh. 3 meals. Chidka Omer Arba. Chidka says you have to have 4 sudos. Amar Yochanan Ushnei Mikra Echad Dorshu. They both Rabbanan and Chidka learn from the same source, namely our pasuk. Baruch Moshe Ichlu Hayom Ki Shabbos Hayom Hashem Hayom Lo Sim Tzobah. So the word Hayom appears 3 times in that pasuk. And so how do you have them a focus? Because the Chidka Sover Hani Tos Hayom. These 3 Hayom is Levar Meurtos. Besides Friday night. 3 during the day. So altogether 4 meals on Shabbos. 1 Friday night and 3 during the day, which would be a tough trick in the winter. And then Rabbanan Sabri Bahadeh Urta. Rabbanan say, no, that includes, the 3 includes Friday night, the evening before. Rashi explains, Shabbos Kuf Yod Zan Arbeis, Tos Hayom, Leminyan Shalosh Sudas Bo. The drush of the Gemara is 3 times Hayom. So we have 3 meals on Shabbos. Rav Chidka says 3 meals Shabbos day plus the 1 Friday night, that's 4. And the Rabbanan say, no, the 3 is the total, 1 Friday night and 2 during the course of the day. Then there's another Gemara. The next Amud Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph of the Gemara gives you some insight into the rewards for Shalosh Sudas. Amar of Shun and Pazi, Amar of Shun and Levi, Mishum Bar Kapora, this is Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, source 6. Kol HaMekayim Shalosh Sudas Shabbos Nitzel Mishalosh Paranias. Whoever fulfills Shalosh Sudas is saved from 3 tragedies. Mechevel Shal Mashiach, O Medina Shal Gehenim, O Mechemes Gog V'Magog. And each time it's a pasuk where again the word Yom is a prominent part of the pasuk. Mechevel Shal Mashiach, Ksiv Hocha Yom, O Ksiv Hosam Hina Erech HaShalach HaNesel HaNavi, Bishnei bo yom Hashem. That's the coming of Mashiach. There's yom. Medina shall gehinim ksiv hafa yom ksiv hasam yom ever hayom ahu. Mechemes gogomago ksiv hafa yom ksiv hasam biyom bo gog. So each time, each of these three things has a connection to yom. Rashi explained in Source 7, Shabbos Kuf Kuchesim and Aleph, Chebelo shal Mashiach. Kremin b'ksubas dor shabin David ba kategoria b'tamidei chachamim shemar ba'ud ba'asiriya chevle loshen chevle yoleid. It's like birth pains. You know, before the mother gives birth to the baby, so there's a tremendous amount of pain for the mother, and so too before Mashiach will come, so you'll be saved from all that. It doesn't say in the Gemara exactly why even Shal Shudas saves you from these tragedies, why that's the reward. The Marsha tries an explanation in Source 8, the Chiddush HaGadol is there in Shabbos Kufi Chesam and Aleph, the Chevel Shal Mashiach who called him Bo Mashiach, Kepirish Rashi, etc. And he says, someone who keeps Shalosh Shudas will be saved from all this. But he will be there for the Mashiach itself. He'll be saved from these three tragedies. Why? The fact is, each of these things, Mashiach, and being saved from Gehenna and saved from Milchanas Gog Magog, these are all things that after they happen, there's tranquility and peace in the Yom Shekulo Shabbos from Nucha and so on. So therefore, someone who keeps Alkein Hamishama Ma'ango Koroy the Gimel Sudas Roy Shigam Eli Mei Tzor Yo Yimei Menucha B'Shalom. They ain't Tzor Shuvah Harever Kavalam. He says, yeah. Yes, that's a further question. How do you distinguish what exactly? Yeah, probably. But the Gemara is separate. I don't know. But the point is, Marsha is saying that, you know, all these three are terrible things, but the end is good. That's comparison to Chevei Leida. Right at the end, Baruch Hashem, you have a baby. But for that hour, whatever it is, there's a lot of pain. For the mother, in the end, all ends well. So the reward for keeping three suddas on Shabbos is you'll be spared from not only will you merit the positive, but you'll be spared from the negative. Okay.
You use yom as the reason, though.
Yeah, each time the word yom.
Nowhere else does yom come up?
That's a good question, too. So obviously this was a tradition that they had. I mean, I don't know.
They're like
Chibka, you know, there's some people who have four suddas. There's a Chassidim who have four suddas. They call it four
suddas.
Yeah. Now the Torah Tamimah, it's interesting, the Torah Tamimah here in Parshas B'Shalach, and that Pasuk in Perk Design Pasuk Chafei, it's Os Lamed Vov, in the Osius of the Torah Tamimah, he says, Lo Nisbar Shaychus on Yom Ha'el L'Kiyum Mitzvazu. He said, it's never really clarified exactly what Shaychus there is between eating three Shabbos meals and these rewards. Uktar Se Shomar, the Iker HaKavona Hi L'Suda Shlishis. The Iker Kavana here is for the third Shabbos meal, what we call Shalosh Shudas. We'll come back to that point. What we call the third Shabbos meal. Not to one who eats all three meals on Shabbos. Why? Shalarov Kosher Adam Lakayab Suda Gemura. Most of the time, it's very hard for people to have a real good Suda for Shalosh Shudas, especially in the wintertime. Mipnei Suyoso Misuda Shaka. You're still full from lunch. You had so much kokel and chalt at lunch. Who feels like eating it now? 4:30 in the afternoon. You just finished lunch an hour and a half ago. Right? So, it's very hard. Ukashimakayim Kazere. You sit down and eat Shalosh Shudas. You're not really hungry. It's almost painful to eat Shalosh Shudas. Oh, I got to wash again. We just finished lunch, right? The sofa rotsam, but the end is good. Shemekayim hamitzah kimamor, because you're the kind of mitzah kodesh baruch hu. V'chol elu hanyanam shechoshim kan hein tchilosam tsar v'sofa rotsam. That's the parallels of the Torah Tzmima. All of these three things, Chevel Mashiach and so on, and you know the Dina Shal Gehenem and the Chanes Gog u'Magog are things that start off bad but end good. So Torah Tzmima says that's true about the third Shabbos meal too. May not be true about the Friday night meal. Most people are hungry Friday night. May not be true about the Shabbos lunch meal. Most people are hungry by lunch. Also, but by Shalosh Shudas, again, especially in the wintertime, it's not always easy to have another meal, so that's what the Torah Tzimah says the connection is. Okay. Then the Gemara, one other thing, the Gemara says,
not
Shabbos Kufi
the people who have Mashkuma there.
Right, Mashkuma people, right, they can eat lunch early. Right, and then no problem, that's true. There's another Gemara in Shabbos that is showing Kufir Chesman Beis, Amar of Yossi, Yehei Chelki Me'ochle Shalosh Shudas B'Shabbos. And Yossi says, I hope that my reward will be parallel, will be amongst those who get the reward for eating three meals on Shabbos. And later on that same day, Amar of Nachman, Tasili, the kind of Shalosh Shudas B'Shabbos. Tasili Rashi says, on Kufir Chesman Beis, means, Yeshua, I'm sorry, I should get rewarded. And it speaks very glowingly about eating three Shabbos meals. Including Shalosh Shudas. Okay. La halacha in source number 12. The Rambam writes, Perek Lamed, Mehilchos Shabbos, halacha Tes. The Rambam writes, Chayav Adam Lechol Shalosh Shudas for Shabbos. Achas Arvis, Achas Shachas, Achas Mincha. We pass here not like a Chitka, that there are four meals. So the Rambam writes, is a Chiyah for a person to eat three meals on Shabbos, one in the evening, one in the morning, and one in the afternoon. V'tzarech lehi zoher b'sholosh sudos elu. A person should be careful about these meals. Shalo yifchos mehen klal, not to have less than that. V'afilu oni ha-mispanis min ha-tzadokis zoher b'sholosh sudos. Even a person who is poor and is being supported by communal funds should be given enough money to be able to purchase food for all three meals. The odd but, he says, the guy is sick because he ate too much, or is the type of person who doesn't enjoy eating, he thirsts all the time. Anyway, then potter is shalosh sudos. Then the potter, we'll see about that shortly too. And then the Rambam adds two important things, or three things, which don't necessarily follow according to everybody. He says, he says you have to have wine at each of the three Shabbos meals. We're familiar with that from Friday night and Shabbos lunch, not from Shalosh Shulis. And he writes, the Lizsoa al Sheiki Chorus. He says you also have to make hamotzi on two loaves, Lechem Mishneh, also from this Sedra. And he writes, Vechein B'yom Tovim. This Chiyuv has three meals also on Yantar. So that's the Shita, the Rambam, Perek Lamed of the Shabbos, Halacha Tes. Not everybody agrees to that. It's interesting,
Not everybody agrees
with
the
Shnei Kikos on the... No, we'll see. We're going to see right now. Not everyone agrees about the Yayin, and not everyone agrees about the Yontif. Okay, well, but let's see. In the Shulchan Aruch as well, it says in Orachayim Simon Reish Tzadi Aleph Sif Aleph, that's the source number 13, he writes also, Yehei Zohir Ma'od. Notice the Rambam's lotion, but to discuss that, what does it mean? You have to be very careful. I mean, the Rambam also writes, but sorry, Zohir, the Mechaber says as well, in Simon Reish Tzadi Aleph Sif Aleph, source 13, Yehei Zohir Ma'od, L'kayim Su B'Shlishis. Even if you're still full from lunch, at least an egg, you know, the size of an egg, something light. Unless you're so stuffed you can't anything, then ain't no chayv l'tzaris atzon, that's to cause pain. But he writes, hachacham ain't no barosha. An intelligent person plans ahead, so have one less up in the chomp. In other words, I plan ahead. Don't stuff yourself in the morning. Have enough space for shalosh shudas. Then the Rambam adds something else. And we shall ochah b'leil Shabbos yochal shalosh shudas beyom Shabbos. Quotes in the Rosh. Let's say a person was sick Friday night, or he was in bed, or whatever it was, he couldn't eat Friday night, so he can make kind of shalosh shudas by having all three meals during the day. So the first thing to look at is, what is the nature of this mitzvah? Is this a daraisa? Is this a rabbanon? Again, we learned it out, the Gemara and the Mechilta learned it out from the Pasuk in our Sedra that says, in the Bishalach, Parak HaZayin, Pasuk Tafei, the three times Hayom. So there's a machlokas, whether it's a daraisa or the rabbanon. The Sefer Charedim, which is a Sefer written by Rav Elazar Askari, who was... So the time of the Shulchan Aruch, more or less, he wrote a sefer. We have most Moneh HaMitzvahs, the regular Sifrei HaMitzvahs, don't count the special mitzvah in Shalosh Shudas, the three meals on Shabbos. The Charedim has a very interesting, you know, the Torah never lists off all the mitzvahs. Here are the 613 mitzvahs. So there are different Svarim which were written to list the 613 mitzvahs, and each person who arranged it in his own fashion. So the Sefer HaChinuch, for example, probably most famously, lists off all the mitzvahs like in a playbill, cast in order of appearance. Right? He does the mitzvahs in order of appearance, as they appear. The Rambam had his own arrangement based on, you know, whatever the Rambam's arrangement was. The Rambam had a different arrangement. The Sefer Charedim has an arrangement based on which part of the body is used for the mitzvah. So he writes, and it's number 14, this is the old edition, the old version is Parag Dal, I think the old version is Parag Dal, Oz Gimel. It's mitzvahs aseim in ha-Torah ha-tuyas b'veshah. These are the mitzvahs aseim in ha-Torah which depend on your throats, things you eat, right? And one of them is, number Gimel, is lechol sholosh sudos b'shabbos. So again, he includes this under mitzvahs aseim in ha-Torah. So the author of the Sefer Charedim includes eating three meals on Shabbos as a deraisa. The Haki Darshu Zal the Perik Yizam is like a Shabbos and the Ksiv Tos Hayom, the Gemara was said before, right? And Rashi says Tos Hayom is the Min Shal Shuzba, so Mash from the second line. Mash from the Lashon of the Dar Torah, the Lo Asmachta. This isn't just a Remez, he says the simple reading of the Gemara, this is an actual Drusha, the Drusha Sazal, it's a Din Daraisa. And that's what he says, if you don't do it, you're punished and so on. So we discuss also some of the rewards, but be that as it may, that's the opinion of the Sefer Charedim, that this is a mitzvah, or at least part of a mitzvah, Mida Oraisa. The Taz, or Chaim Simon Tov Ayin Bey, Sikot Malach, notes in a different context, it happens to be in a different area, I don't know if it's Pesach, but he writes, Kosov Maharal Mi Prague. Okay, there he's talking about the following problem. Let's say a person is Mekabel Shabbos early, in the summertime, let's say. So they make a 7 o'clock, a quarter to 7 minyan somewhere. By the time you get home, it's 7:20, it's still light out. We light out for another hour and a half. So a person sits down and makes kiddush. You're allowed to do that. We were talking about that in previous shurim. You're allowed to Mekabel Shabbos early. Again, many people do it in the summer. And now you have your whole Shabbos meal on your bench, and it's still light out. It could be that that happens. So the Taz writes, quotes in the Maharal Miprag, Sukkot Aleph, quotes the Maharal Miprag, what's that?
In Europe.
Europe, for sure, right, yeah, the Aleph. Right,
I don't know. I remember we went, I went to school on Friday night there, came out from school there, yes. It was finished already, and they were on the street already going to school, smoking cigarettes.
Right, right. For other people, that's right. So the Taz writes, Kosam Army Prague, Bechol Arab Shabbos Yontif, Shemosa Michal HaKodesh, Al Kalponim Sarah Shetia Gemara Suda Belaila. He feels that in the Kabbal Shabbos early, you should at least structure it that some of the meal, the end of the meal, should be when it's already Laila. In other words, prolong the meal. And I don't want to go into that issue now, but he says, the Ksil Kosa Hayom. V'chada b'layla mida oraisa. That's what we want to bring out. He calls the Maomi Pragets mida oraisa. Uchshamastik michosa kodem chashecha lo yotza. Tachila tzricha dafka b'layla. So I don't want to talk about that issue now, mostly Michal HaKodesh, but what comes out from our Maomi Prag, as the Taz quotes it in some Tafayim Vesa, quite malad, is that he also holds that it's oraisa. Not everybody agrees to that. The Maharil, and it's true, verse 16, Simon Sadi Dalad. Well, that's what he holds. He says, he holds that the three Hayoms are Doraisa. So Hayom means the day itself. But you can't be Mekabel, it's not the day, right? It's still not Shabbos. You were Mekabel Shabbos at 7 o'clock. But it's not really Shabbos till 9:10 or whatever time he holds it Doraisa. He holds all three of Doraisa. I don't think he means only the night, I think he means all three now.
I understand, but yeah. Why not all three during the day? You make it sound like one of them has to be at night.
No, so that's what we came in. That's the Shita Rabbanon that says the one at night and three and two during the day. Reb Chitka disagrees. He says the three Shabbos meals during the day, one at night, total of four. That's the difference. There's some chassidim follow. But anyway, that's the Maharil. So the Maharil, I'm sorry, that's the Maharal Miprag. The Maharil is not the same as the Maharal, somebody else. Chuvis Maharil Simon Sadi Dalad, those days. He was asked the following question. This is a situation where you have Shabbos is Erev Yontif. Yontif is Saturday night. Sometimes it happens with Pesach, sometimes with Shavuos, or sometimes even with Sukkot. So the first day is Shabbos, second day is Sunday. So you can have Shabbos is Erev Yontif. Now we know that there's a din that on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, you're not supposed to eat late in the day. So you have an appetite for the night meal, whether it's for the matzah or for a meal in general, right? That's the first again parak Arvei Pesachim. Erev Pesach and Erev Shabbos, you're not supposed to have a big meal late in the day. So what the Maharil was asked about here was, what about if it's Shabbos, you want to eat Shalosh Shudas, but on the other hand, you're not supposed to eat a meal late in the day because that'll kill your appetite for the night meal, for the Yom Tov meal. So what do you do? So Mashem Nistapakta, in Yesh Lasos Gimel Shudas Bepas Erev Yom Tov Akar Minchik Tanim, late in the day, Chastavta the Gimel Shudas. He wants to hold that maybe this mitzvah of Shalosh Shudas should override the idea, because where does it come? It's only Darabonon that you have to have a big appetite for the night meal. So maybe Shalosh Shudas should override it. Says the Maharil, Da, the Gimel Shudas Nami Darabonon. No, Shalosh Shudas is also Darabonon. Yes, so it's a Darabonon versus Darabonon. Right, that's an Erev Pesach problem. But let's say Erev Sukkot. So Erev Pesach is a different problem.
He holds it has to be after the only
if you hold like that. Not, he seems to hold, yeah.
That's what some people hold as
even. That's right. Right, that's what I mean. Many do. In fact, I don't know if the show held like that or just asked me to say that was a circumstance. Stop, it came up like that. But my point is, he writes, Da de Gimel Sudas Nami Drabbanon, Ukra de Gimel Hayom Asmachta. He says the whole thing's only an Asmachta. So that's different than the Maharami Prague and different than the Haredim. I'm just showing you, there's another sheet that it says the whole Shalos is also, it's a Drabbanon versus Drabbanon. And then he brings an interesting proof. He says, Araya, the Pasuk in the Talmud, will come back to that. He holds that women also have to eat three meals on Shabbos, because the whole three meal on Shabbos has to do with the mud. Well, the women got mud also. So the Afein Hayubo Sanes. And that principle of Afein Hayubo Sanes, says the Maharil over here, applies to Mitzvah Drabbanon. Like, if you look in the Gemara, it's by Ner Chanukah, and it's by Mikra Megillah, and it's by Arba Kosos, all of which are Drabbanon. And so they extend it to over here. So therefore, he said, otherwise, he says, we don't find it by matzah, the women have to, or matzah, the women have to eat for different reasons, because there's a connection between whoever is not allowed to eat chometz has to eat matzah. Or sukkah, we don't say women are chai. What do you mean? Afein ha'ubasaneis. Whatever the sukkah is, protecting the aron ha'kavod or sukkah smamish, whatever. Hope the women got that also. Elamai, that's a derais. It's a different. Anyway, that's a shear by itself. When do we apply afein ha'ubasaneis? But according to this ma'aril, Charles is also the rabbanon. The prima gadon is in the sukkah also. Yeah.
Question Lug asked about the chitka. When the Rabbanan say, chitka says the three yom, and there's also a night.
Right, right.
They say, no, one of them is
the nightmare. Right.
But that doesn't mean duck, it's going to be a night.
Well, that's a further, I hear what you're saying. That's what you're saying.
From the other sheet.
Right, so
could be. Could be in the day.
Right, so that's what you're right. That, I don't know maybe that's what you're saying. If you look back in the Ramah, he says it in 13. The Ramah says in Reish Sari Asifawad, someone who didn't eat night can eat all three during the day. Right, that's true. Okay. Yes, I don't know. You're asking with the Maral disagreed? I'm not sure. I hear what you're saying. I'm sorry, I misunderstood. The Prima Gadam is also in the Sukkot there in Sun Reish Sari Aleph, and the Mishpat Zov on the Tazans of Kot Aleph. He says, openly says, Shalosh Sudas, Hayna Drabanan, Dasmachta Hu Gimel Hayom. He quotes one sheet of that three meals also Drabanan, it's Asmachta. However, at the end he writes, Ulavush Kosov the Hayn Din Torah. So the Machoke is Aposkin, whether the three meals are Shabbos, a Din Daraisa, or Din Drabanan. The Mishabura comments on source 18, and Simon Reish Sari Alat Sukkot Malat, on the phrase, Yehei Zor Ma'od, he says, why? See, he doesn't really tell you whether it's through Daraisa or Drabanan, he says, Asmachu Akra. Sounds like he also holds a Drabanan, it's just an Asmachta on the Pasuk. And again, we don't have to read the whole rest of the Shabur. That's what he seems to. But I want to read something else from the Kafachayim. Yeah, sounds like right. Very interesting. So listen to this. That's exactly what I get to. So they don't have it on the sheets, unfortunately, because not on the computer. But the Kafachayim, the Sfardi Posek, writes on that phrase in Sunrei Sari Aleph Oz Gimel. He writes Yehizor Maod. He's bothered. Batam Shekosav Yehizor Maod. Why do you think such a funny Russian? Be very careful. So he wants to say that it refers to the third Shabbos meal, Dafka Shalosh's wife. He says, Lafid the Bishachris, Adam Toiv Lechovalishtos, Umis Ameg Bimacholim Harbe, Paris, Uminimig Adam Harbe. Right, everybody in the morning, you come home from shul, yeah, you're hungry, you want to grab a bite, you know, I mean, it was, I know somebody once told me that he thought it's a great idea to have a kiddush, because then if the husband comes home from shul, and the table isn't ready, and the wife's, you know, I mean, you get the fish, you get the shalom bite. You had a kiddush from shul, you come home, all right, so you're more relaxed, you ate something, you feel better. But anyway, the point is that the Kafachayim writes, he got, but, he says, and he says, especially because people want to make 100 brachas on Shabbos, I have another piece of food, another candy, something. Right? However, but when you come to Kishigiyas Mansura Gimel, Adaimo Miss Akko Suda Shakras, by the time you get to Shal Shulis, you still haven't digested the morning meal. While Kain Omar Tarf Shay Nizar Ma'od, She Ain of Barosho Shalom Malos Kresa Kokat Bashir Shay Tav Lecho Suda Gimel. Okay? And then he says something else. That's like on a practical level, he says in the Bach. But then he quotes in the Chidah. Ma'amatzik Brocha, that's in the Chidah. Ma'amatzik Brocha os alakhasar, efshar, da kavana de tzorach zahirus, lefisha besuda zoom nikar kvot Shabbos. It's dafka with the third Shabbos meal, I want to get to. Okay, so far we haven't really seen any difference between one meal and the other meal, right? In other words, you have to have three meals on Shabbos, and by coincidence, you know, one is at night, one's in the day, one's in the afternoon. But based on this Yehei Zoyer idea, the Master Chidor writes, Efshar the Hakavon of the Tzorv Zahir, so Vishabizuzu Nikar Po Shabbos, Shu Dover She'ena Osa Bechol. That's not something you ordinarily do. The Ikar Achil, Dvarayom Biyoma, Belaila Pamachas, Biyom Pamachas. That was the way it was in the days of the Gemara. The days of the Gemara had two meals a day. We're Americans, we have three meals a day. But what do they call it? The European plan, continental plan, whatever, it's two meals a day, right? So they had a meal, the days of the Gemara. It's clear from the number of Gemaras. They had a meal like sort of like brunch, kind of late morning and evening. So you did not have three meals a day. The Ikar Achud Vayom Yom Belala Palam Yom Palam. The Suda Gimel Magdil Kvod Shabbos Laasos Bo Suda Mechudeshes. The Hazor Lekaima Hinei Shchor Gamal Suda Tzlailu Suda Shira Kilo Asom Lekvod Shabbos Dafkes. Says the Chidor, I think what he means like this. Even if it weren't Shabbos, I would eat Friday night. I eat Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, so I'd eat Friday night also. And even if it weren't Shabbos, I'd have lunch, in the morning, right, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, whatever. So there's nothing noticeable that it was for Shabbos. I had in mind for the Mechir of Shabbos, but let's face it, if it were Wednesday, you'd do the same thing. However, the fact that I have a meal is four cups. That's important. Hold on. That. Also, yes. Yeah. Well, then he says, So says the he says, therefore, by eating the third Shabbos meal, so now I'm being more that the other two also are covered Shabbos. That he says, Soro gamal sudas lalo sudas shtia, kilo asam lechot Shabbos dafka. Ach im yisrasha lekayim sudas gimel, moradash ne sudas lo asal covered Shabbos. And I once heard, I just couldn't find, I was talking about, I once heard that's the why. Why do we call it in the slang, we call the third Shabbos meal Shalosh Sudas? Shalosh Sudas, we say it fast, but I mean, Shalosh Sudas, what do you mean? It's not, it's Sudas Shlishi, why is it Shalosh Sudas? Because it is, that the third meal, that the Shalosh Sudas, is more than all three meals of a covered Shabbos. I saw them print some of it a long time ago, or I heard it, I think I saw them print, but I couldn't find it. Anyway, that's the Kapachim. Back to the sheet, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, in source 19, our Chaim rates Sari Alas. Now hold the thought, or throw this, you know, about the fact there's a Kiddush and Lechemish, so we'll see about that. Okay, we'll make a suggestion about that shortly. Take a look at 19, our Chashulchan writes, and rates Sari Alas, with all of the Zorma, the Chaim Sudashlishes, the Ramu Chazal, the Chaim Sudashlishes, and Nisom Mishal's Bronze, like we explained before. Okay, and he has something else. We're discussing whether the Rice of the Rabbanan, he says, on the third line there, the Epsha She'enan Mamish Minat Torah, from Hashokhan, I don't know his mucker is, but he says, even if you want to hold that it's not Minat Torah, Mamish, not the Raisa, Mikol Mokam Vada Nitakonos Moshe Rabbeinuim. It may be on the Rabbanan, but it's a pretty early Rabbanan, as early as the Rabbanan can be, basically. The name is Moshe Rabbeinuim. She'kein Kido Nisina Mehem Aramzin, Neged Gimel Ovis, Neged Torah Nim Tsuim. Okay, and so on. They have the different Ramos of why three meals, three Ovis, Torah Nim Tsuim. And so on. So the tour brings. But anyway, I just want to show you an interesting Aruch HaShulchan. He says, "Mitakonos Moshe Rabbeinu." I don't know what his mocker is, but that's what he writes. And elsewhere, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, and Aruch Chaim Sun Reish Ayin Dalat.
The thing is, there b'shulch nitlein amon nitlein as gimus orders.
Right. Because the amon was given enough for three meals. Yeah,
that's possible.
But that's what he said, Mitakonos Moshe Rabbeinu. I don't know. But the Aruch HaShulchan elsewhere writes, in the 20, Simon Reish, Ayin Dalat, Tiv Zayin, the Yeish Chiv, Akol Echem, he saw Bein Isha, which will come back to Lechol Shol, Sudat HaShabbos, Achas Balai Rishtayim Bayom. Again, the Ramah is done on Moshe Rabbeinu B'Torah, so Doshe Rabbeinu Sheikh Leon, the Ram is on Moshe Rabbeinu, and so on. Okay, and then he writes, Uksiv Tos Hayom, Usudas Laila, Vishol Shachvez, Vara Tzorek Pas. And we'll get into the next thing. Okay, so the Friday night meal, no lunch meal, definitely bread. So the Shlishis Yesh Deos, they have different opinions, as we'll see. Amam Gam Shama Iker B'Pas. There too, you should really have bread for Shalosh Shudas as well. Okay, not a question of exactly how much, unless he's so full and so on, but be that as it may, you see Aruch HaShulchan also this idea of a remez, as the Mitakonis Moshe Rabbeinu. Unless a person is sick, I just stuck in the Mishnah Berurah, it's in Reis Ari Alas, Sikrat and Gimel 21, he says, Da Suda La Oneg Nitha Velo Letzar. I mean, the whole idea of Suda Shav, that is to enjoy. If a guy's sick, not going to make him, sorry, you have to eat. The guy's sick. So, you know, it's not enough for Tzar. Now, in terms of the wine, let's talk about that. The Rambam we saw says you have to have wine. Some understand that what he means is you have to make Kiddush and Shalosh Shudas also. He didn't say that. Okay, he just says you have to be koveya the third Shabbos meal, all three Shabbos meals on wine. Now, if you take it at face value, there's no difference. You look back, if you want, at the Rambam in source 12, okay, he says, v'tzarachli, in Parak Lamed, v'tzarachli, 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 the last line, v'tzarachli, v'tzarachli, kol surim v'tzarachli, v'tzarachli, right? He says, all three have to be on wine. So you could say, well, Friday night you make Kiddush, Shabbos lunch you make Kiddush, and Shabbos Shabbos make Kiddush. He doesn't quite say that. That's certainly one way to learn it. The Torah quotes the Rambam in 22, soon Reis Sadi Alef Arachayim, same place. Kosam Rambam Zal, Chagam Besudah Shlishis Kabel Ayayin, Obotzeh Ashtiki Koros, Vadoni Obi Harosh, for my father the Rosh, Zal Lohay Nebarach Alayayin Kodem. He disagreed about the wine. He said, you would not make a brach on wine before Shabbos Shabbos. Mishum the iskush yom lalila in yom kiddush my lila sagi bechad zimna af b'yom nami chad b'zimna. There's one kiddush a day, one kiddush by day, one kiddush by night. Aba hayab ol tzal beis kikaras. That he did do. He did wash and did have lechem mishnah for shalosh shudas. Okay. And then he quotes Yerushalmi that had at the Ben Tam, which month fell, that the Rashan was referring to before, or Jack Yunus before, how much it was for the third meal. That's that. But you see a possible machlokas regard to the wine. The Rambam says at least you have to have wine, and the Rosh said no, you know, we didn't do it, but he did have the steaky cars. The Beis Yosef comes on that tour. I have quotes from the Rambam, okay, that he says the quotes of an Yerucham as saying, Mishum B'Shem HaRama, the Ein Sarach Lomar Kiddush B'Suda Shlishas. You don't have to say Kiddush. The Chaim Kasu Mordechai, or Mishum B'Sarash Bo, and so on. So the Ram, Lo Hoya Mevarach Baruch Perakof B'Suda Shlishas Kodem, the Gamar Ben Yonah Kasu, She'ein Nira Lo Dira HaRambam. The way the Beis Yosef presents it, it looks as though many understood, or at least it was possible to understand the Rambam saying you actually had to make Kiddush. It wasn't just having wine, but Kiddush. They quote the Shabbat Alekah, part of which we'll see. Harach Lo says, Tam Loma Ein Tarak L'Kaddush B'Suda Shlishas. The Acharkach Kosev Zelashonu, the Aram Kosev, Ani Rogi L'Kaddush B'Suda Shlishas. Okay? And the Ram here, Mishnah means the Ram Rutenberg. Okay? And he says he was, oh, I'm not sure, doesn't mean the Rambam, but Ani Rogi, maybe it does, I said, Ani Rogi L'Kaddush B'Suda Shlishas. Somebody, that the Torah is quoted, that the Beis Yosef is quoting here, did make Kiddush at Shalashudas as well. Havalo Shamati Tam Mipi, but never heard of a good reason. Okay? And then the Beis Yosef notes, he might just mean you have to have wine, maybe to enhance the covet or the dignity or the significance of the meal. The Rambam never says you have to make Kiddush. Okay? And therefore, the Kavan Shekola post consoling the Ain Tzorch Kaddish, the Gamboshan Rambam Ain Mavurshi Tzorch Kaddish Ain Makachim. However, he does say, oh, Mikol Makom Makadish Lo Hipsit, Kavan Shefshel Lafar Diva Ram Shematsi for Kaddish, who commotion here should preach Rabbein, Yachaloma Karamam, Anino, and so on. The Kavan, the Gamashara post, Ain Isu Gadaver, Ain Mokin the other. Let's remember that Kiddish here would not mean any more than Bar Pi Agafen. It's not going to be more than we do in the morning. So what do you lose? You just say Bar Pi Agafen like you do in the morning. You want to say extra psuk. When we make Kiddish Shabbos morning, we say all these psukim, Shamro, that's nice, it's a psukim. But really, Kiddish is a misnomer to a certain extent. The real Kiddush Friday night is the Bracha Sheh Kiddush. We don't even do that during the day. Yeah.
Well,
the Suda's for Kiddush, yeah. Oh, so that's what I think. Well, hold it for 10 seconds. I think so too. And the Kesef Mishnah also says, he quotes the Rambam, and the Kesef Mishnah 24, obviously written by the same person that they show, Yosef Karo, says, he thinks the Torah understands that Rami have to make Kiddush. Alayayin, Kodim Suda, come over Shah Sudas. But he says, V'ainzem Mashmedorov, Alahana Lomer, she used to Yayin the Suda, Kazel Perish Kaveh Sudoso, Alayayin. So, and I think exactly as Dr. Shimon said, one could argue, Lolim and Sheikh Kaddish, okay? And the truth is, he mentions the parish cost of a man so far kofes who mitzvah levarach alayayin b'ma Shabbos kodesh she is so shnia v'zeo anikra kiddush rabba ma'ashu v'hevi v'su the shnia doctor kama below the shlishes. The Rambam, when he speaks about kiddush, only mentions the lunch meal. So I think the answer may be,
is the wine before the meal or
during the meal? That would be an afternoon. But I think that what one could argue that maybe the Rambam holds that the presence of the wine is what gives it the status of a Shabbos meal. And why do we have wine? This is a whole different shiur, but Kiddusha Rabbah, Kiddusha in the morning. Well, what do you need the wine for? Kiddush Malkum Suda, it's really that the Suda has to be designated as a Suda Shabbos. Okay? So yeah. What I'd like to suggest,
on weekdays, you make a Alayayin two after the benching there on the
Suda. You can bench on the wine, yeah, that's the benching though. We're talking about at the beginning though, making the wine at the beginning. So what I'd like to suggest is the following. And I don't know if I saw this or not, but I think it's an interesting suggestion. Maybe that's the point. Exactly, put together with that chidor that we saw before, quoted by the Kafa Chaim. Maybe the reason we're not makbid like the Rambam is because the mere fact that we're eating Shalosh Shudas, that's automatically the covered Shabbos because it's not otherwise done. Meaning, when do we have to have this wine to begin the meal to demonstrate that it's Sudas Shabbos? That's Friday night and Shabbos lunch, because those are meals we'd eat on Wednesday also. But Shalosh Shudas is already automatically a Sudas covered Shabbos. But mainly you don't need the wine. That may, the Rambam may disagree, but maybe that's the sheet of the others.
Would you argue it's a question of Lo Yifsid, or would you argue it's about Tyson?
Well, if you, but it's just a Bar Pi Agafen. That's why I don't think it would be a I don't think that would be the issue.
No, okay.
As far as the beverage.
Yeah,
I got a beverage. Yeah, come on. The question is right, the question is at the beginning. So I just showed you the Chiddush HaRitva there on that Sugin, our Sugin Shabbos we started with Kuf Yud Lamed Beis 25. The Ritva there on Shabbos talks about, you know, the what Shalosh Shudas is and so on. And he talks about the Chiyuv of Passage, we'll get back to in a second. But he says, as far as one is concerned, at the end, he says, 3 months in the bottom, that's what we'll read right now. Umiru, came on the Lekka Elabor Perakof, and Tovu Shiyavar Chalayayin Kodem Suda. He, the Ritva, definitely understands that the discussion here about wine and Shalosh Shudas is before the meal. He says, what do you got to lose? Have a cup of wine before. I think the benches that we have in Shul have a Bar Perakof printed at the beginning of Shalosh Shudas. So anyway, ain b'zeh chashash brachal batala. There's no problem, like you're saying, Malcolm, that the brachal batala, about something like that, because you're going to have one, because you're probably going to have one during the meal anyway, so the wine before will take care of it. So yain lifnei b'zeh potos asher b'tochem is exactly the same. So the Chiddush of Mechamed, the three together, the Chiddush HaRitva, who says, they're talking about kodem suda, and he says, since you're going to drink wine properly as your beverage during the meal anyway, so have a cup of wine before, and we also coin to everybody. Okay, so that's in terms of wine. What about the pas? So the Rambam, by saying, again, look back in 12, he says you have to make shalosh shudas on lecha mishnah.
Yes.
Obviously, it sounds like you have to have bread. Lecha mishnah is bread. Now you need to have bread by shalosh shudas. Okay, and the Ritva also on that same piece. If I just find it, he says also. Yeah, and he says, why should it be any different than any other meals? Okay, you look at the beginning of that Chiddush HaRitva 25 on Shabbos Kuf Yud Zayin Bei, is there a lot of Ushnayim? He says, Udalo Kamanda Amar, he said, you have to look solved by Shaki Karas, Udalo Kamanda Amar Shiyotze Misuda Shiz Minit Targima, you can have just snacks. Why? So in all three meals are learned from the same source, somehow it corresponds to the month, right? The third is not a makeup or something like that, right? They all learn from the same mocker. And he brings another raya from a mission that if there's a fire you can take Muslim, you can save Muslim shalosh shudas and so on. The lashlish is kamori shalosh mamish. He says the three are the same. The third meal is no different than the second or first in this regard, and there's a chiyuv of pas. He says that there are riots perhaps the other way, but here his understanding certainly the Ritva is that the Kaiva the Khain Shamir and the Kulu, Kiadodin the boy of Apostle Saw Shaki Karas and so on. He rejects those who disagree. The truth is it appears like that from Tosus. Also, if you look in the Sugyan Sukkah, there's a Sugyan Sukkah of Chav Zayim and Aleph, how many meals have to eat in the Sukkah? So the Gemara assumes, according to one Mishnah says, one Mandamar says 14 Sudas.
Yeah.
Like I said before, in the days of the Gemara, they ate 2 meals a day. The Sukkah says, Shiras Yamim says 7 times 2 is 14. That's how many in the Sudah, right? Amar Velez, the Arba Esri Sudas, Chayav Adalach of the Sukkah, Achav Amachat Koya. What about, isn't there one Shabbos during Sukkah? By definition, there's 7 days, obviously one Shabbos. So he says, you can make it up, Yashim Mine Targima. Okay? What's Mine Targima? Rashi says in 27, Sukkah Chazan Al Mimina Targima, La'achar Shesilek Yavir Par Peros. You know, snacks, madanim, candy, or something like that. Kigon Peros, food, the kistin, the kaputos, mibushawa, some type of a snack. Lighter food, not bread. The Tosus says, the Tosus discusses Sukkah Chazan Al Mimina Targima, and so it's 28, Tosus there says, discusses whether that's enough. Okay, and at the end he says the last 3 lines is Nogei Tosus. The Ein Wilma, that's as far as Sukkah is concerned. But the Ein Wilma Bikan, Shio Ilu Mina Targima Lahashim Shol Shusu Shabbos. Okay? Maybe for Sukkah, according to that opinion, that you have to have 14 meals in the Sukkah, you don't always have to have Pas. Okay? But you know, you can get away, whether it's Shalosh Shudas or a regular day of Sukkah, you can eat Mina Targima snacks and Biyotza eating the Sukkah. But it says the Tosus in Sukkah Chavzan Ralav, Ein Lilmo Bikan, She'ilu Min Targim LaHashim Shol Shusu Shabbos. The Shiny Harsam, because you have learned it out from the Mon, which was Pas, right? And the Sid Tos Layom Gabi Mon, Shumbach from Pas. Alright, so he says it's not the same thing. So Tosus also seems to agree with that Ritva, that you have to have bread for Shalosh Shudas. Another Tosus is in Yuma, that Ayin Tes on the Beis. Is that where the daf is in the irons yet? I don't know who's all who ended up with it. Samus. All right, so another week to come to this. This close. All right, so 2 weeks. So come to this Tosfos Yuma Ayin Pesach Beis Mina Targima. She says, "Gabe in Hishlam Yudalat Zudah Shechado as a Sukkah Mina Targima." You know, the 14 meals of Sukkah, if we pass them that way, you can have Mina Targima. But it says again on the second line, "The Ain Lilmo Bikan Sheilu Mina Targima LaHashem Shal Shushal Shabbos." But not when it comes to Shabbos, because you learn that from the three times a month, and a month was in place of Pesach, so it's not the same thing. The Torah quotes it there, those who disagree. In source 30, the Torah or Chaimson and Sveit Sariyala says, Yesh Omrim, Sheyachol Hashem Suda Shishis, the Mina Targima, Perish Machal Osim and Chamishas Mina Dogon. Now he has a limited definition of Mina Targima. It has to be something made out of the five cereal grains. In other words, something make in his own thing. Cake, crackers, it can't be a candy bar or just a plate of tuna fish. He says, well, it has to be, even those who hold, says the tour, it can be also Shal Shudas of Mia Targima, but it has to be Michael or Austin and Chamesh and Gina Dogon, Kadamin and Gabi Sukkah, like he called, also from that Sukkah, but, Vim Hishim and Tagmi Yotza, However, he quotes those who disagree. The Rehoya Omer, Kaven the Afinan Gimel Sudas and Gimel Pam Hayom, the city Gabi Mon, Tarfa Sosa with Pas. So the two quotes it as a Machlokas. Okay? That we saw two Tosas, one in Sukkah, one in Yuma. There was another Tosas, though, in Brachas, Mem Testament Days. Remember, when we speak about Tosas, it's important to recognize that not every Tosas is written by the same author. Sometimes it's a theory in Tosas. Not a steer, it's different, but there's no such person. Even though we say in yeshivas, Rashi says this, and Tosas says that. I always explain to Talmidim, there's no such person called Tosas, there's Balayatosas. And there were many Balayatosas. You've got a steer from the Tosas over here, so Tosas over there. Could be written by different authors. So here we have Tosas and Brachas stuff that most likely were written by different authors. Take a look at Brachas, Mem, Pesach, and Bey, Zir, Masa, Iboy, Ochel, Iboy, Lo, Ochel. He said, Usuda, Shlisha, Shabbos, Hoy, Mesupakri, Tishema, Iboy, Lo, Ochel, 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 Targima, Kedavisha, and Atam. Like by Sukkah. So right there, the Tosfos and Brachos quotes the read that no, you can't have Mina Targima. So too, a different version of Tosfos, so-called Tosfos Yishonim, in Maseches Yuma, Daf Ayin Tes of the Days, my Mina Targima, Nami Perihu, the Afagav the Perihu by Sukkah, the Kol Mokum Yochel Hashem Yidol Sudah Shal Sukkah Mina Targima, Umikan Hebiu Rabbeinu Shlomo, Rabbeinu Yaakov, these were some of the Balei Tosfos, Raya, Bin Hishim Sudah Shlisha Shal Shabdi, Rabbeinu Yotza, Hainu Nami Perihu. Yeah. Very possible. Yeah, very possible. I don't know. Okay, there's a regular line, so I don't know who, you know. But in any event, it's just interesting. The Tosfos Yeshanim and Yuma and Daf Ayin Tes says, but he goes further than the Torah. The Torah quoted Mina Targima, meaning something chameshes mina dogon. It still had to be cookies, cake, whatever. However, here he says that the Tosfos Yeshanim says Mina Targima, Hainu Nami Peri, perhaps even fruits. Is good enough. Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachas, Daf Lamed Vav on the Beis, in the pages of the Rif. Also, again, they spelled out the whole Sukkah, which we don't have to spend the time on right now. But he writes, it's the whole connection to Sukkah. He also speaks about not being Kiddush. He quotes that fear. I forgot to mention before, the Chiddush Rabbeinu David in Pesachim Daf Kuf Vav also quotes that the Rambam seems to be so sure himself, because one place he says you do make Kiddush, well, he doesn't say make Kiddush, you kovei on wine, and the other, the halacha, he just says you only need Kiddush by the second Shabbos meal. So he discusses that. He also discusses the possible, well, you don't have a new sheet, so we won't read inside, but the Rabbi Yonah discusses the issue as well, and he says that same thing, if you want, the Omer, the third line of that Rabbeinu Yonah, the Omer Rabbanei Tzarfa Zal Sha'afa Pishachayav Adam Lechol Gimel Sudas B'Shabbos Sudas Shlishis, the third meal, Iboyach HaPaz Iboyach HaPeiri V'Niftar B'Achilas Peiros. And the Raya is from Sukkah. So we saw some Rishonim said there's no Raya from Sukkah, and others say there is a Raya from Sukkah. So it seems to be a Machlokes that you have to have Paz in the night meal, you have to have Paz in the day meal, but the third time you can he says in Yitzalifta Asma Peiros or Shus B'Yado. Okay, and then he speaks about that Rambam. And he understands the Rambam means Kiddush, and he says nobody else holds like that. Only once you have to make Kiddush during the course of the day, and so on. The Ran, on the Rif and Shabbos, Daf Mem Dalam and Aleph, on the pages of the Rif and Shabbos, he says also, V'ika Nami Man De Omar, the Mashal Hu Bepeire, Hu Mina Targima. Okay, again, compare it to Sukkah. So many seem to say that even fruits would be okay.
Sounds like
a pillar. Perhaps, well, you're right. Sounds like a Hanami. Okay. Now, the only question is, well, again, the Mordechai in Shabbos, Remez Shin Tzadi Zion, that's 35, quotes from Lezer Metz, one of Balatosis, quotes from Lezer Metz, the opposite of the Shlishis, Chavarasas, are pass. Right? Why should they be different, and so on? The Mon is learned from, it is learned from the Mon is Lechem, and so on. But on the other hand, he quotes those who disagree. And the third line, fourth line, but Tom Kosov of Moshe Min Puntizo, whatever that was. Okay, speaks about Noshim, which we'll come back to later. And the Rav Yah, he writes, Rav Yah Kosov, the Mishlim, the Tagim Yotza, Uma Maram, Hayaragalas of Shishim, the Beis Lechomim, the Maram was Machti Tatuk, two loaves of bread. And it talks about the Kiddush issue. Anyway, we have printed in the back of the Mordechai there in Shabbos Hagos from the Ramah. And lo and behold, it's in the computer. So I printed it here. The Hagos, the 36. Hagos, Haramol, Amordechai, Mesefer Shabbos. Remes Reish, Sam Remes Shin, Sadi Zion, Mai Sheikh Shesa. Lamai Hutzuk Loma, Divin, and Dabin, Rochel, Alberkas, Amazim. Halabos, and Mikron, Menu Gimel Sudos, Tzib, Asm, Lechem. Okay, it says, the one is called Lechem. It says, Hu Alechem, and so on. So he says, and then it's obvious it has to be something in Birkas Hamazim. Anyway, he says, but the Mon was not the Tzuras Pas. Okay, the Mon didn't look like, so therefore one could argue that maybe, the Mon was, and then we also know the Mon could change, over each person and so on. So maybe that's why we say, Mini Targima, what's that? I know, it's true, it's flat, it was like, yeah, but that's a good point too. But in any event, the Ramah has this suggestion that, you know, that it doesn't have to be passed. Alright, anyway. What's that? Yeah, it's a good question. I saw that some say they made a bracha Motzi Lechem Min HaShemayim instead of Minaret. So Motzi Lechem Min HaShemayim.
I was wondering about as far as a pas, because today the entire cure has changed. I would say that not necessarily you stuck to that, but if you have a bread, but the slices of bread today, I think that would be sure as a pas.
So let me note one of the interesting things. Right, a different description. Let me just mention one other interesting thing though, because according to everything we said, even those people who say you could use mine targima, whether it means fruit or it means something else or it means chamesh in the dagon, that's only a kula for shalosh shudas. And which would then prompt the question, why should shalosh shudas be any different? And why the Bava Lamai, you know, what's why shalosh shudas? So maybe it's a practical thing, but just interesting, the Rashbah, at some point out, the Rashbah in Shabbos, Kufi Zanam Beis, source 37, he says, quotes from the Bahad. Dibur Masal Kama Sudas Chayav Ad Alecha B'Shabbos Shalosh Chosam Arab Bal Alecha Zal De Ein Chkir V'Sudas Eil Yosam B'Shachas Tzal Mincha El Afil Masik V'En Sudas B'Chad Rodom The Chos of Ochel Shabbos. That's what Rebbe was talking before. According to the Bahad, you could do it, you know, together and just make a little break in the middle and so on. But what he mentions is V'Chein Yesh Omer. Look at the fourth line. Shafilu Avad Osan Shalosh Sudos. He says, guess what? You can be Yotzeh Friday night and Shabbos lunch also in Minei Targim. It's not that Shabbos Shud is a special dispensation. According to Rosh Hashanah, again, hey, at least the name of Yesh Omrim, Shafilu Avad Osan Shalosh Shud. It looks like he's talking about all three meals you can get away with Minei Targim.
It's not like Rabbeinu Yomi too.
Yeah.
In Rabbeinu Yomi, he says that for the first two meals, it's not enough Minei Targim, which he calls Peri.
Oh, you have to have Chamech Nidogah. Right.
It's Kish Machum Suda. Now, we hope Kish Machum Suda doesn't have to be bread.
Right. I should say, yeah, okay, Anachanami. Could be, he would agree. Anachanami. And the truth is, the Rid agrees. And the Piskei Rid, so it's 38. I don't want to be showing them. And that's Sugin Sukkah, Chazam and Aleph. The Odom Rezim Mishalo Ochal, etc. Vim Kain, he writes, Gimel Suda Shul Shabbos. Yochal Lekaim of the Parperis of Mini Targima. Okay, he says also, all three of them, not just Shalosh Shudas. It's a fascinating Meshita. I'm not saying we pass in this way, but there is some Meshita, yeah.
I heard a lot of those people that do these Zonos,
where
the Shemites have two different kinds of cakes or something.
Oh, really? Different types. Okay, Rechanami.
Why?
Good, I guess, like Rechanami. Yeah, I don't know, interesting. I'll just show you, I also printed here the
the thing is that the Shalosh Shudas. The
rice,
he calls it the
rice. Yeah.
You don't have to have
a commission.
Sure.
Right, that's not a commission. But you don't have to have it. But unless he's saying, yeah, this is a type of cake. But yeah, I would think so. Yeah. I think so. Just look at the Shemuel Alekhet. It's interesting, just another sheet with regard to Shalosh Shudas. He says, I think he's only talking about Shalosh Shudas. Holy Manuk Rechus Parperes Nikra Suda, at least for Shal Shudas. But he writes, where is it now? Look at the end. The Achi, my Achi Hashem, my brother, Mar Bihuda Rabbi Noman, says, Al Makbid Bimine Peres Shal Shudas Haminin. He would have fruit for the doctor from the seven Shivas Haminin, you know, the seven fruits of Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Now, what's Svaras? Now we come back to Dr. Shifnel mentioned before. We take a look at the idea of, you know, maybe the chiyuv of having pas is because of the issue of Kiddush, and that may relate to the Kiddush question. Kiddush Mokum Suda. Well, if there's no bread of Shalashuras, then you're not going to have Kiddush Mokum Suda, so therefore, unless you hold like you do, so let's say you have a fruit. It could be that those, you know, if you hold fruits enough, then you're zikha not going to make Kiddush, because there's no Kiddush Mokum Suda. That's what the Tosis himself in Kuf Aleph and Aleph says, of Tinu Midi, that Suda of Kiddush Mokum Suda. He says, Bimoel Mine Targimel Lahash, Lahashim Gimel Suda Shabbos and Lasukkah, Hanudafka Besuda Shlishis. Tosis makes a clear chiluk. Now, despite the Rashba and the Piskei Reed, maybe like a Phil said, the Rabbeinu Yonah, but Tosis himself says clearly that this kula, quote unquote, of Mine Targim is only by Shalashudas. And maybe it's because, and that's in the Sugi of Kiddush Makum Suda. So maybe that's why. Maybe since we don't make Kiddush, so there's no chiv of Suda, you know, so therefore you can get away with less. Okay? The Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer HaYashar, in the Chuvas, Chelak HaChuvas, Simon Ayin Oz Dalad, he says, also he has a school of a Mini Targima. Again, he doesn't exactly give the Tom doesn't give the reason why. And many, you know, he says it's a, just a second. Yeah, he says it's also just a cooler for Shalat Shudas, right. Right, that's the Akeda. That's the end of the Rabbeinu Tam. Yotze, it sounds like that's only the Evid. Okay, the Rashba in Brochas mentions something else. Take a look in the Rashba. Tatsugi in Brochas, Memtes and Beis. He says, Uminor Nami Shamin of 42, the Bishabas al Karcha Achil Pas, Umishum Dixi Be Oneg, Bein Oneg below Achilas Pas. There's a totally different reason why. Never mind Kiddush Mokum Suda. There's another reason to have Pas. Because the whole three Shabbos meals are for oneg, like we mentioned before. That's why somebody who's sick gets sick of eating is potter. Well, oneg is achilas pas. Now he does quote meal b'sudo shisha kasev and otam she'ein otzar kapas, like we just saw. Vilchach im ta and so on. But he says sugar chatchila. He thinks you have to have pas because it's din oneg Shabbos. So it's a different. Again, it might be a kula because it ain't kiddush makom suda. But at least according to that Rashba, it's a totally different din. Namely, it's a din of either din of kvod Shabbos. Like the Tosus says in Psachim, or it's a din in Oneg. The Miri also writes like that in 43. B'Shabbos, Memtes on Beis and Brochus, Masha B'Yarno, B'Shabbos, Mila, Dibra Kol, Tom Pas, the Oneg Sivbei. They ain't Oneg below Pas. Alright, so according to them, to fulfill the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos, you need to have Pas. What's interesting is, yeah. Maybe it's the Oneg, it's a cooler, yeah.
It seems, I'm not sure what he means by saying Togos or Suzo, but if Taka, it's voluntary, then if you misritzay, you don't have to go
yeah,
back.
Yeah, that'll be a difference, yeah. In a Chalam.
Even not to the first meal you have to, exactly.
That's what that Sugin talking about, I didn't go into it, it's correct. Let me just finish up, the last group of sources have to do with the following question. There is a statement in the Sefer HaKeach, of Simon Nunhei, he says that he speaks about the importance of Shalosh Shudas, and he's been working for Shalosh Shudas and so on, but then he mentions that there's also a din to learn on Shabbos afternoon. Right? He quotes from the beginning, Shudas Mincha, Simon Nunhei, look at the second part, Vayakel Moshe, Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu Moshe Pasuk Yilu Gedolah Drosh from the Rabbim Hilchos Shabbos Shilamdu Mimcha Doros Haboim LaHakil Kilos B'Chol Shabbos V'Shabbos Lidrosh and so on. That's the time on Shabbos they would darshan and would teach people. It's during the week people were busy. And quote David Melech did others did it. And look what he writes at the end: the Ein LaHaniach Hadrosha Avur Hasuda Shlishes. Don't skip the drosha, the Rabbim's drosha, the shir for Shal Shudas. That's what Keach writes. According to this, there's perhaps better to learn. That's the Mogen Avraham quote in Simon Reish study, in the introduction to the Simon. He writes, "Ein laniach hadrasha v'suda gimel." Well, so according to that, there's an excuse perhaps not to eat Shal Shudas at all if you're going to learn. The Mogen Avraham qualifies it.
The Mogen Avraham appeared
So the Magen Avraham says not. The Magen Avraham qualifies it to a race study. Ein la nira chadrosha avur sudu gimel kedisa v'nesh mishle, etc. He says the tzarech lomar shadrosha tehela horos la'am es chukeh alakim es horosav v'lahachnis yiroh shamayim v'lvavim v'lo kemosh anogim akshav. Not like the shiurim we have nowadays. I don't know what he means, but that's what he says. The shiurim we have nowadays, you can't miss shal shudas for the shiurim we have nowadays. They have to be higher quality shiurim. Whatever the Maharam means, we can interpret that if we like. Yes.
Can't upschlag a good.
Oh, that's the famous story of Rebbe Avraham Soloveitchik, right? The Briskerov, so that he was running, so this is according to the story, he was running on, who knows, the shiurim, he was running on Shabbos afternoon, so after Mincha, so he ran home to get a grapefruit. Right, that so it's our fruit to eat for Shal Shalom. Where are you going? I guess he passed him the fruits enough. So he went to get a grapefruit. So he said, what do you mean? You're going to about to give a shiur now. You're going to learn. So it says you can learn instead. So he said, Mekash up for a grapefruit. You can't slug up a grapefruit. Meaning, I'll say a shiur, someone has to kasha, the whole shiur falls apart. So the male, I didn't learn. So the grapefruit, you can't slug up. That's the story, but it's true or not, I don't know. Yeah.
I thought that people are knowing
that's
Moshe
died. That's a different thing. Yeah, that's Moshe died. That's a different thing. Yeah, so Ksuvim. Yeah.
Isn't the idea about learning and such just from the Zohar to the Derech Pesach?
Right, so the one time we find Shalosh Shudas can be able to say, the learning, the only time it's ever been that time in print anywhere, is the Erev Pesach, Cholos B'Shabbos, the Yistok, you know, and all that, you know, they get up early in the morning, all those different shitas about Shalosh Shudas. It's hard to match every shita. So that's where it says, based on a Zohar and Parshas Tzav, that's the only time. This mentions a few other things. The Prima Garden there on that coast of Magen Avraham, it says 46, and then the Eishal Avraham, it's the Reish Sadi, Alas, Beish Sadi, rather, Hadrosh Shalahor is Dinam Amus, Velo Pilpul. Right, these ones about Agarita, you know, it says it's got to be Tov Lahoris Isser Veheter Dinim Anahogim B'Shabbos Agarim Musa Avalaharosu Chacham Yodea Lidrosh. Guy wants to give a shiur because he wants to show how much he can darshan a pasuk, whatever. That's no good. It's just interesting. But he writes at the end, quote the Yerav Rashi, Madorish Marich Yoser. Well, the guy in the rub is pummeling, you know, it goes on too long. Ein Lahaniach Sudas Shlishis B'Shul Zeh. Don't miss Shalosh Shudas. And that's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. Look at this. He says in Sinner 8, Sadi Sim Kimel, also like Vola Suda Bizman Beis Hamedrash. You're not allowed to set up the meal by Bizman Beis Hamedrash. But he says, in our time, here's what we do. It's different today. But he writes, Bechein HaMinik Etzlenu, Shalimud V'Hadroshos Heim Ad Mincha. The Shir was before Mincha. The Rabbi Shir was before Mincha. The Achar Mincha Hochem Lecha Suda Shlishis. And then they ate Shalosh Shudas. They weren't Mevatel Shalosh Shudas. Okay? A lot of people, yeah, a lot of Sukkot used to do. Today, Shalosh Shudas is falling out of favor in some areas. Now we're holding the fort down here, but two other schools. Anyway, the Mishabur writes also in Kotan Ches, right? Hine Kema Shatam Shalosh Shudas Surah Azim Nashis Bata Izemi Torah. So Mamele says that you should be careful not to Mevatel Torah, obviously, especially since some people, she said the best thing is, that you should daven mincha, l'kayim suda gimel garmish a kachar beis hamedrash yafsiku limudav, and you're causing people to miss the learning, and therefore he says also same idea should be don't drag the suda too long, don't drag the shiur too long, shibata beis suda shlishis, okay, yeah. The finally, the Shulchan Aruch says in source 50, the Shulchan Aruch writes, "Sereis Tarav Sevdalad ain't he paskins if there was everything we've said and done ain't tarav lekadosh besuda shlishis." You don't have to make kiddush. Avot Torah Litzos Tekikaros, but you do have Lechem Mishnah. The Ramah throws in. By the way, let's say it's the summertime. You have several meals. You went to Bar Mitzvah. You went here. You have several meals on Shabbos. He says you have Lechem Mishnah by each one of them. He said he saw it Harbe Pamish Shabbos Torah Lechols to the base Kikaros. Fine. And certainly for Shalosh Shudas, if you're stuck, you should at least have one whole piece. And he said, "And he said, Parshat Aminu Lahakel and so Besushis Rak Bikikar Echad Shalim Avol Yesh Lahach Melikach Shnayim." It's proper to have two unless you stuck. And in Sif Hey, he writes, "Paskin Tzarach Laso So Bepas, but the Yesh Omish Yochal Laso Chol Machal Laso Mecha Echad Mecha Meshes Hina Dogim." We saw the Shitas. The Yesh Omish Yochal the Dram Shem Lasto Paskin Bosa the Dogim Avol Beperes. The Yesh Om Dafil Beperes Yochal Laso So Usvara Rishona Ikar. The Mechaber Paskin, the main is the first Svara. Tzarach Laso Bepas. Ella in Kainu Sabebi Yoser. So unless you're full. Or they have Erev Pesach Chol to Shabbos. Why? As the Mishabur explains in Chavdei, so it's 51, because we learned it out from the Mon, which was passed, and certainly that's the mitzvah l'chatchila, unless that person is not able to do it. The last thing I want to point out, the Aruch HaShulchan, disagrees. He says that in Siman Reis Aleph Sifri Beis, he quotes the Torah B'Yeshomer that you can do it with Mir Targima and so on. He says it's true that there are people who say it, but he says towards the end Besar Shana Ikar and so on, and he says this is the sheet of the Rif, the Ram and the Rosh, everybody Shatar Dafka Pas. He writes three lines at the bottom, Chalil Ola Hakla Bazeh. Bavera Gadola be Adam Akilim Bazeh. He talks forcefully. Chalila to be Makel not to have Pasach Shalashudis. And it's wrong. It's Bavera Gadola be Adam Akilim Bazeh. Lot says in the Targima. The Yeshla Hazel Zeh Ma'od Ma'od. I mean, he really, you see that he feels pretty strongly about this. Right? Lahazer Ma'od Ma'od. The Ein Heter Kim Lachola. Unless a person's sick. Ma'amazal Gulim Besud Ashlishis. Lot says Yidei Chavasim Lopas. Hasidim Litin Es Adim. Wow. Yerah Hashulchan, you know, gets uncharacteristically angry about it. He says you shouldn't be Makel. Lastly, as far as women are concerned, so we mentioned before, and here I printed the original source, when the Talmud is Sefer Yashu and Kelak Achilles and Ayin Ozdalad, Noshim and Chayavas Nira, like we said before, Tafim Hayavos Hanes, right, the Mon Lechemish Hayavu Kulam, and they should also have Lechemish, because everything's the same. The Ran has a different reason. Without Afein Hayavos Hanes, the Ran and Shabbos Mendal Alav, writes a Chosra and Utam, the Noshim Hayavu Kulam, the Suz, the Chayin Nam, the Tzosh, the Kikar, Shafein Hayavos Hanes, right, with the Mon. But I have a different thing. We have a famous drasha, Zohar B'Shamar. Women are obligated in all the mitzvahs of Shabbos Hazman Groma, because we're called Yeshna B'Shmira, Yeshna B'Shmira, or the Chal Zavi Kolchi B'Shabbos. And that's for the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, it's in Reis Sari Al Sivov, Noshim Chayavas B'Suda Shlishes. Doesn't seem much of an argument about it. As the Nishabur explained in the 56th, in Kwan Chavav, the Lachol Mil of the Shabbos, Isha B'Isha Shabbin, right, they're the same in everything. And Aruch HaShulchan, in the different sifts in Reis Sari Al Sivdala, the last source, right, to Poshatu, the God Noshim Chavas Suda Shlishes, the Lachol many women are not familiar with this din. She should let the women know. They have to observe Shabbos. Okay, I go to the